Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Normally at high noon on Mondays is when we had East, but Vince Ferrara, our next guest, is filling in on the midday show all week at the Sports Animal, WNML, in Knoxville, and Vince now joins us. Vince, how you doing?
Hanging in there. Honestly, just this weekend, it's everything going on. It's just been, it's got me in a fog. It's gotten a lot of emotions, and I'm sure I'm not alone in that. It's just such a tough time in our country right now.
No doubt about it. And Philip Fulmer, the AD, and coaches put out a statement on basically the behalf of UT Athletics. What did you make of it?
Well, I think it was very well done. It was described and I think executed that it was a unified statement from Philip Fulmer and the 15 head coaches on campus, and it was very direct. It was very strong, and saying, "Look, if you're going to support our black student athletes, we need you to support them and their the strive for equality." And so I thought a lot of what they said really should have touched home. It wasn't a canned release. I thought there was a lot of specifics in it, and talking about black student athletes carrying an added burden of fear and hopelessness. That's where it goes back to, the Black Lives Matter movement. When people talk about that, and the reaction from some is, well, all lives matter, and that's not the point of it. They're not saying that everybody's lives don't matter. It's just with the history with racism in this country, black community has had so much more to deal with historically, and unfortunately, as we're seeing with all these events still today. So I thought some of those specifics in there were important and very well done. I know there's, with how UT has been unified under Philip Fulmer since his time, it's one of the things that we've talked about with you guys on your show, and one of the positives that has come from when Philip Fulmer took over as athletic director, and it's gone back to being more united as an athletic department. And I think that release with those specifics and the way they grouped all the coaches together in their statement, I thought it really indicated and verified that unity that they have really shown more and grown together more, supporting each other and feeling strongly about this subject, and putting that statement out. I thought it was indicative of the department really coming together. I thought it was one of the better ones that I saw. I didn't read all of them because there's obviously so much reaction to it, but it's one of the better ones that I've come across, and it wasn't just a generic statement. It had specifics. It was stern, and I think a lot of other sports teams, schools could learn from it, putting out a similar type of statement. And obviously you want to back those up with actions, but under the circumstances, I thought UT, that release was very well done.
Got to be honest, Philip Fulmer, I would like to this. Let's just take the time. With that being said, let's take the time for a second to just assess since he's taken over. There's been a whole lot of bizarro land craziness. I don't even know. There's so many words that probably we could fill up a whole segment of words with UT hirings and everything that's been going on, the athletic program and ADs. And really, since he's taken over, I would say this has been the best patch, the most normal patch that UT has seen in a good while. Would you agree with that statement on his watch?
I would. I would, Darren. It's absolutely the case. And I've been here for most of the time where it has been is gone south, going back to 2010. And obviously it got crazy even before that. But it definitely has been positive. And you even think about it, it looked, even during last football season, it looked like it was going to be more of the same. The football turnaround, I think, really was a big catalyst in it. And as we've talked about before, Philip Fulmer ultimately is going to be judged most with his legacy as an athletic director on what the football program does. But there have been a lot of other things that have been positive. The basketball program is much better. A lot of the Olympic sports have improved where they were really down in a lot of different sports. And then you talk about the turnaround in recruiting. You just haven't had the level of crazy that you did prior to that, right up until Philip Fulmer took over as athletic director during that coaching search. So yes, the waters have been calmed, and there's just been an inherent trust in Philip Fulmer from, I think, people within the athletic department at the university, and definitely the fan base, because we hear from them. So I think
and it feels like somebody's in charge too. That's another thing.
Right.
I think a lot of times poor leadership, it feels like a rudderless ship, right? And it seems like there's a captain at the wheel. I mean, it does, at least in my mind.
Yes, and it helps that you've settled the chancellor and president positions also.
Yeah.
With that being a revolving door also, that certainly doesn't help the situation. But absolutely, he's the face that can be out there speaking on subjects, and when he's had the opportunity to do so, even without going way over the top in terms of personal opinions, he's at least someone you can point to and be in that decision maker for athletics. So yeah, you're right about that.
Have you thought about, I told everybody that we're going to you now instead of noon. You're filling in on middays this week, and I know you did that a couple of weeks ago. Have you thought about, how you're going to handle this week, and how much, what has been the reaction thus far in your market? Knoxville was a little bit different than obviously what happened in Nashville over the weekend, but have you thought about how that's going to play out this week?
Yeah, talked to my co-host Heather Harrington. We met just before I was got on with you guys, and it's going to be a balance. It's absolutely the biggest thing on a lot of people's mind, but there's other things going on in sports, and you want to. It's unavoidable. The whole stick to sports thing. I get that some people are 100% on it. If you're not sticking to sports, they're leaving. And, I get that some people think about it that way, but this is pretty important. And this is also something that involves sports. And sports, I think, can really really help in terms of change. And I know, a lot of people want to keep that separation. But with sports showing the vulnerability of being shut down during the pandemic, it's not invincible like it used to be, where it's always there as an outlet anymore. There's more vulnerability to it, but there's positives to it as well. And there are sports aspects of this, just like during the pandemic. People didn't want to hear about, the details and the pandemic, but you had to kind of talk about it in terms of the return to sports and all the different elements of it. So, you can't ignore it. You want to talk about some other things just to break it up. But it's going to be a balance. It's going to need to be. I think people will appreciate that approach more so than 100% one way or the other.
I think that's well said, Vince. And I think there's you know, it's unavoidable, the crossover, right? And the role sports can play as we move forward here. And I think it could be a positive for sure. So with that in mind, you know, you've got some other things here that have been going on in the midst of all this, and it sounds kind of shallow to ask about a sports situation here. But I know you continue to pound away and continue to watch the ins and outs of the football season as it approaches, and there's so much positive going on there, and hopefully that can be a beacon for some here. But so give us a little bit of the latest on the Tennessee recruiting situation.
Well, Tennessee is sitting at still with the most commitments in the country at 24. And compared to the way it was about a month ago, it has calmed down some, but Tennessee is still in play for a lot of players and a lot of highly rated players around the country that have either come out with their top four, top six, top seven list, or that Tennessee has still gone after and they've done Zoom videos with. So a lot of the conversation has been, well, how's Tennessee going to fit all these players in? And the numbers will work themselves out, but I think that it's the wondering of how, if Tennessee is going to upgrade, is are these players going to, once they're able to go out and the face-to-face recruiting returns, are kids going to change their mind? Are they going to be convinced by other schools that finally get in front of these kids that, hey, you need to be here? I think all those things are going to happen. And we talked to Tom Luganville last week, and I wrote a blog with some quotes from him and also listed the decommits and since Jeremy Pruitt took over. And Tom Luganville thinks that there's going to be a spike in decommitments, and I absolutely agree with that. Now, how many? Who knows? Is it right now? You know, Tennessee is the most vulnerable, I think, to decommits because they have the most commits. We're still 6 to 8 months away from the two signing days, and right now I look through the decommits for Tennessee under Jeremy Pruitt when he started back in early December. About a 30-month period, Tennessee's had 30 decommitments in those 30 months. And that number sounded like a lot. So I compared it to the rest of the SEC, and Tennessee has the second most during that same 30-day period. Florida has the most with 31 under Dan Mullen since he started in late November, and Tennessee is second highest with 30. The fewest in the conference is Vanderbilt with 5. And then you say, oh, well, it's Vanderbilt, they're recruiting. Well, Texas A&M recruits under Jimbo Fisher, they're always ranked high, and they've only had 10 decommits. So what does that mean? Well, 30 and 30, if Tennessee was to continue on that pace of decommits, Willie, that's 1 a month. You still have 6 months to the early signing period, 8 to National Signing Day. So that would mean losing and having another 6 to 8 decommits before it's all said and done. And that's a lot. But is that a bad thing? I know for some fans that want some of these 3 stars to go away so they can keep piling on 4 and 5 stars, they're all for it. So it doesn't mean,
because they all have a crystal ball and know exactly how all those guys are going to turn out. It's a fun game to play in your mind, I guess. Let me ask you this, Vince, because I think this is an interesting one. As Jeremy Pruitt moves into the next stage of his tenure here, what percentage of the roster are guys that he recruited, and how many Butch Jones players are still there?
Well, it's a great question, and it's something that every year I want to look into. And right now the answer is 75% was signed by Jeremy Pruitt and 25% by Butch Jones. The 89 scholarship players right now, 22 were signed by Butch Jones, 67 by Jeremy Pruitt. That's 25 and 75. Now, the interesting part about that, then you have to dig into that a little bit deeper, because last year it was closer to 50-50, maybe 55-45 Pruitt to Butch Jones players, but there were still a fair amount of them, and some of those guys that have moved on were Butch Jones players. And I still think that that's the case now, is of those 22, about 9 of them would be projected starters right now, which is almost half. So again, similar to last year, the numbers of Butch Jones players are shrinking, but some of those older players or good players are established starters, the Trey Smiths, the Ty Chandlers, the Josh Palmers, the Jared Garantanos. Those are all guys that Jeremy Pruitt's going to have to rely on still, even though they weren't his players. Now, the good news for fans is those a lot of those players, and there's more of them, have developed and gotten better at a much higher pace under Jeremy Pruitt than Butch Jones. So the numbers are the team is becoming more Pruitt type of players that he assigned his measurables, things, his characteristics, winning, versatility, all those kind of things. But there's still a number of Butch Jones players that Jeremy Pruitt has got to continue to get the most out of and continue to develop and get better, because he's going to need them this year.
Vince Ferrara is with us from the Sports Animal, WNML, in Knoxville. Usually joins us at noon, but filling in on midday. So, you know, bad news out of the football team this weekend. Tim Jordan arrested on Saturday. So what's the latest on that situation?
Well, I haven't heard anything from UT yet. They haven't commented on it. And, you know, obviously it wasn't a good look, because according to the reports and the stories, there's a felony charge there for carrying a concealed weapon. You know, there's misdemeanor drug charges there too, according to the story, and you know, he was released. So it's not a good look. We'll see what you know, how Jeremy Pruitt handles that. And you know, Tim Jordan's been a guy in the rotation at running back, but he's not the star level of player that would say, hey, we can, you know, we can do some behind the scenes type of punishment and discipline and get him back in because we need him. He's not in that position. He, to me, probably your number three back, and that's before any of those other talented freshmen behind him would likely pass him on the depth chart. Doesn't mean he can't have a role on this team, but you know, we'll see how Pruitt handles it, but nothing officially from UT as of yet. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he handles this. There haven't been a ton of the off-the-field issues, but there have been a few with Tennessee players. Some of them ended up returning, and others have moved on. So we'll see how this one works out.
Last thing, Vince. It seems like after the governor of Texas made his statement at the end of last week and in other states, it seems like there's a lot of places preparing themselves for fans in the stands at, you know, at a certain capacity rate. Well, In the end, right now, your gut feeling as we sit here on the first day of June, will there be fans in the stands at Neyland Stadium this fall?
I think so. I don't know what the percentages are, Darren, and I'm pretty certain that the University of Tennessee and probably a lot of schools are preparing for all the different scenarios and have a plan and have a layout for, you know, what 50% would look like, what 70% would look like, what 25% would look like. I think you have to do those things, and I'm pretty confident that those things are being done to where all those scenarios are covered. I think so. I think the momentum is going in that direction. I'm not going to speak in absolutes because the way things have changed during all this, nothing is certain. But if I had to pick a side, as you're asking me, I do think the momentum is going in that direction, and I would anticipate some percentage of fans being in Neyland Stadium this fall.
Good stuff, as always. Enjoy your week there on WNML, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, you guys be safe and healthy. Appreciate you.
Same to you. Vince Ferrara, the Sports Animal, there in Knoxville. We'll come back and wrap up the first hour. Teron Davenport will kick off the second hour of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Moro Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.